So what's going on in San Bernardino?
Oh my goodness. Wow, so much. I wanted to see if we could focus a little bit on the, because obviously there's always a lot going on with the council meetings and that they're trying to do. And so there's a lot to discuss there. But right now, I'm wondering if we could focus on the community town hall meetings that are taking place kind of throughout the city. And I
Awesome.
know you've been to one, or did you go to the second one?
I watched it online. I couldn't give my hours because it's they're really not these town halls. They're these scripted, elaborate, well, not elaborate, but they're these scripted events that are basically promoting Henry and Basin and Juan's reelection because they're the only people invited. So we have to be true about what these really are because it's John getting up there for like 45 minutes out of the hour and talking about John Valdivia as John Valdivia. It's pretty sad.
And he's not even running for re-election.
He's
He's
not, but
supposed to be talking about the other guys.
such a narcissist that that's the only person he can talk about. In the first town hall that I went to, it was so bad how he shut the other people down. Like he would ask them a question and then be like, okay, thank you.
What he was, you mean his own council people?
Yeah, like he gave them about 30 to 45 seconds to answer a question and then told them, thank you. Okay, we're moving on. Like, one, they didn't need
Well,
answers, but two, it was kind of like council meeting 2.0 status.
wow. Well, it's funny because as these meetings are happening, we're starting, we're seeing a trend. First of all, it's not hard to decipher who gets to be at these meetings, and it's of course the people that are running for re-election. So again, like you said, it's Basin, it's Juan, it's Henry. And they're all running for a re-election in their wards, which are where these meetings are happening. Of course, the third ward in a church, which I don't think is okay, but that's where they did it. And then the most recent one, sixth ward, and that's Basin's ward. And I imagine that the fifth ward will have one coming up shortly. Do we know of anything yet?
No, it hasn't been posted yet, but out people are getting stuff in the mail. People are seeing stuff online, so we'll know soon.
Yeah. So for those of you who are listening and who are wondering, wow, this should be a really good thing. Why are you guys being negative? Debbie Downers, why? We like it. We want town halls. But here's the problem, people. The problem is, I'm going to tell you a little story about a guy named Bill Postmas. And Bill Postmas served 3 years in prison because he was running campaigns out of the Taj Mahal, otherwise known as the County Government Center, when he was the assessor. In 2006, he was elected to the assessor's office, and he started hiring all his homies, all his cronies, and started paying them six-figure salaries, even though they didn't have any experience in the work that he needed them to do. And what they were doing instead was running political campaigns and operations out of the Taj Mahal. Do you remember that, Treasure?
Yes, I do.
And so he was found, and this was all during the time, and this is all kind of tied into the whole colonies thing, where Jim Irwin was allegedly bribed. Same in the same building. So we know from that history, and because we read the laws and regulations governing elected officials, FEPC, and stuff like that, that it's illegal to commingle county, city, or state resources or federal resources with any kind of a campaign. And we just can't do it. You can't. It's illegal, and it is a felony. It's not even a misdemeanor, it's a felony. So what I see, or what I think is happening, is that this is like a very fine line between promoting city business and community engagement and political campaigning using city resources, right? Do you feel that?
Oh, absolutely. You've got city staff working. You have the city paying for mailers. And then you have candidates up for reelection that are reaping the benefits of the outreach. And
other council members have not been invited to attend these events. In fact, some of them have been told to just outright stay away.
Right. Fred has not been invited. Jim has not been invited. As far as I know, Teddy has not been invited. Sandra was told to stay away from the first one. She said that she was invited to the second one, but she had this 6 o'clock meeting with the director of community development, which I'm interested in finding out more about that. But
and also because Juan Figueroa had already attended the one in his district.
Right.
And so he wasn't going to be at the sixth ward one. So, okay. Hey, Sandra, you can come because she's the only one who does anything out loud.
Right.
So she posted that she was told that if she were to come to the meeting, it could be seen as a Brown Act violation. Like, here's two things. One, you're already sort of breaking the law by doing what you're doing, and we know you're doing it.
Right.
And two, it's only a Brown Act violation if you're going to talk about things that you're going to vote on or that are going to be on the agenda. So a town hall meeting in and of itself is not necessarily a Brown Act violation. If topics start to come up, which we know they weren't because it's scripted, then in that case, an individual who is a council person can get up and walk out to just leave.
Well, so I look at it this way. All the council members went to Juan's election party. Was that a Brown Act violation at that point when they were
right?
All so
exactly. It's he picks and chooses when he wants to use the guise of the Brown Act violation. We know he's not, he's disingenuous all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be interesting because there'll be another one, I'm sure, in the 5th Ward.
Sure.
Now, we have done a records request for you, the people of San Bernardino, because we are real talking. And we have done a request to find out, because only certain individuals have been invited to this town hall. And they all seem to reside in the wards where they are being held.
Right.
And it looks like the people who are being invited, as far as we can tell, are taken off of certain lists. And if that is the case, then this could be a really bad thing for everybody involved. So we've done a little bit of PR requesting, and we're going to wait for that information to come in. But I would say that even without verifying who's being invited, that we have enough to put together something for a grand jury complaint and something to the DA. They need to look into it. This is not, it's really not kosher.
Right. And this is something I had a discussion with a resident about, because I posted some stuff today about being at the library and information I found there. And we were talking about the town halls on Nextdoor. And what is really important to understand is San Bernardino is teetering on basically the brink of non-existence. It's for the benefit of the people as a whole to understand what's going on. And that's why we keep doing it. No one gets to say we didn't know. No one gets to say how come no one told us, because that's what we're doing, is calling out every wasted dollar, every crooked deal, every cronied relationship, so people cannot say they didn't know later on.
Yeah. I mean, it's really easy for any individual. Obviously, you and I are a lot more well-versed in policy and politics and, you know, rules, regulations, laws that pertain to politicking and whatnot. But for any person who wants to question whether or not we have a valid concern, just look up the rules and regulations that govern campaigning and public employees and public resources. You can Google it. You can go to the FEPC. You can call the FEPC. Okay. They'll tell you that you cannot use public resources for campaigning. And I don't care if it's a postcard, a mailer, a stamp from City Hall, a phone call from the mayor's office, or what, it doesn't matter what that resource is, it is still a felony. Any resource from a public entity to support a political campaign is illegal. You cannot do that. It gives you, and the reason why you cannot do it is because it gives you an upper hand. It gives you leverage. It gives you an opportunity to do something that the other individual running does not have the same, you know, they can't right. do the same thing. So it gives you an upper hand and it's illegal. And so, and you know, and that's a good rule. That's a good rule. And we need to abide by that. So even if they're not, even if it's just like, we're just going to play dumb and it's just a coincidence that we're all running. And it's just a coincidence that the town halls are for right. us only, you know, no, it's not a coincidence, people. At all. This is very, very, we wanted transparency from San Bernardino. You got it. Here's your transparency.
That's right. And it's endemic of the culture that's there. What they're doing, and they continue to do it, is we don't care who's watching us because we're going to do what we yeah. want to do because we have the people that allow us to do it. And I am so disappointed in the people that I believed when I worked with them were champions against this type of corruption, against this type of cronyism, nepotism, because they were facing and bearing the brunt of it when they were on the other side of it. And I think too many people are willing to sit by and be complacent or reap the benefits of this. And it's hurting the city. And mm-hmm. most of them don't even live here. What do they care? They don't live here.
Well, yeah. And you know, and here's another beautiful component of these laws and restrictions. Ignorance is not an excuse for breaking the law. You can, if you work for the city and you're complicit, like McBride and Ledoux, who they're showing up to these, then they know what this is. And if they're complicit, then they're guilty too. And it's just really sad because, you know, this city has so many dings against it all the time. I want to say something nice. I want to say something positive. I want to, you know, but you got to give me something to do that, you know, and not keep doing this shady ass
shit.
Well,
the thing is that there is, and I saw it today, you know, the issue is there are so many great, they hard, they come to work, they do what they can. And that is what we champion. The issue is that their resources are constantly being hit. Their jobs are constantly on the chopping block. And that's the stuff we have to bring out because we can't afford to lose really great people like that.
Well, but this is putting people in a different kind of jeopardy because losing your job is one thing, but going to jail is something completely
they
different.
They think they're above the law.
No one is above the law. You know, I mean, I think that goes without saying. But anyway, we're going to get to the bottom of this and, you know, we're going to figure it out. But I just really wanted to put this out there and let the residents of San Bernardino know that this is not okay. And not, for the amount of people that are showing up for these things and for the ramifications and possible, you know, the things that can become of these people over these meetings, it's just not worth it. I mean, it's literally an hour of John tooting his horn and, you know, making sure people see the things of their incumbent council person. And it's nothing more than that. And so who the hell wants to go to jail for 3 to 5 years over some stupid shit like John talking?
Right.
Like, these people need to think about what they're doing. You know, I would really, really, and I can't, this is a police officer, you know, that is going along with this. He, if anyone out, they all should know that he's a police officer. You can't be doing illegal shit. That, speaking of that police officer, there was a video posted recently, because this is just another part of their big PR strategy, right? So there was a video posted recently of an individual that was shot, an unarmed individual that was shot by a police officer, former sheriff turned police officer, San Bernardino. And that individual, of course, was killed, and the police officer was since fired. McBride goes on to create this video about how that police officer has been terminated, and, you know, wanting to do the right thing and make sure that everyone's, you know, all the police officers on the force are doing the right thing and not using excessive force, et cetera, et cetera. Two things. One, they're still going to get sued.
Yep.
Two, he unfortunately was out of the sheriff's department and had some trouble there. In education, in teaching, there's this thing called passing the trash. And that's where you have an individual who is a teacher or an administrator who has issues, problems, you know, sexual charges against them, whatever. And so what they do is they just kind of like sweep it under the rug and send them to another agency or another school. And I suspect that it's maybe not called the same thing for police, but that law enforcement has the same kind of little thing going on, right? So, and that's maybe what this guy was. And so, yeah, of course, he's going to get fired. But it's sad because they're using this young man's death as a PR stunt. Because as you know, McBride is on, he's being tapped to be the next chief of police. He's acting chief of police now, and they're looking at hiring him on full time. So what do? Hey, a lot of people don't like you, McBride. What are we going to do? Hey, I know. Let's get this big PR stunt going. Like, you fire bad cops.
Right.
But it's so obvious. Because is it just me? Am I just jaded, or is it obvious as fuck?
No, it is obvious. And the worst part is it does. It politicizes and it takes a deep cut into what really happened, which was an innocent person died with his hands up in our city. And I've watched the video. To me, I saw more of a justification when he had the gun in his hands than his hands being up. And so the community's feeling something just alone in that video. We're already making our decision. And knowing the stuff that's coming out of City Hall, that they would allow this and say, we've got the POA out here championing this guy. We've got, you know, the mayor patting this guy on the back, and now we're going to put him in the community and make this about his leadership and not the death of an innocent person. That's the problem with the city.
And specifically because the guy was a Latino, and who does this McBride have problems with? The Latinos in this community. They don't like him. So, hey, you know what, guys? A cop shot a Latino and I fired his ass. I'm the good guy, right? Hire me.
Right.
So it's just so, you know, it's insulting. It really is. But, two things that I just, you know, I wanted to go on the record and have this conversation and just point those two things out for now. And
but that's what happens when you allow city positions to become political. Matt, this, what you're pointing out is the biggest problem in the world. The chief of police is as equal a department head as the director of public works. And
right.
What they've allowed to happen is for this to look like an episode of Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
And it's not okay because it's against the charter. It violates the municipal code. This isn't how we operate. We don't, but where is the spokesperson? Where is the communication that's supposed to come out of the city that's totally
cool? Yeah. And by the way, this happened last year.
Right.
So they're just now getting around to making a puff video for, you know, Eric McBride so that people can see him as a champion for the people instead of the bad cops. Come on. I mean,
if they wanted to champion something, what about Green? David Green is one of the leading officers involved in violence against our residents. It has cost the city.
Yes.
One of the top numbers of lawsuits with officer-involved violence, crippled a lady, and he's trying to vie for assistant chief. I mean, we have real people in our department that are a problem that they've never taken care of. So if you're going to pat yourself on the back, do it with a real vicious person.
I might take a liking to McBride if he made his next video of actual footage of him walking into the animal shelter, firing Green on the spot, and then kicking his ass out the door. Maybe then I'll have some love.
There
for
you
him.
Go. That's right.
But not today.
You know, the worst thing in the world is that everybody expects the residents of San Bernardino to stand up and applaud the effort that when they go home at night, they don't reap the repercussions of. You know, people are back in their safe neighborhoods, in their gated communities, in their highly, you know, socioeconomic playgrounds, and they leave San Bernardino at night. Most of us don't. And that's such a problem. It's like, we're our homegrown heroes. One person out of police management lives in our city. So how effective do you really have to be when it doesn't affect you?
It is really, really upsetting to see the city just continue to downward spiral.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not a safe city. We already do not have enough police officers, and now they've gone and taken 11 off the force and eliminated their positions altogether, and they've made the ones that are left code enforcement officers and people who pick up trash,
right?
You know, so I mean, I don't know where you're going with this shit, San Bernardino, but you know, it's not okay. You know, I think I mentioned to you, I had a friend who had his son abducted by the other parent. It's 15 hours to get to him. You know, that like, what the hell? She could have already been in wherever, Costa Rica, Mexico, I don't know, like wherever. 15 hours is a long time to travel. Mm-hmm. You know, so San Bernardino is just, we got to get it together, people. And the saddest thing is that residents who don't understand what they're doing, they might mistake this all for good stuff. And it's not.
Right.
You know, it's not. This is not, this is all to snow you. This is master manipulation.
Right. They're
It's not because they love you.
Well, it's because they know that the residents have short-term memory loss. They count on the fact that they're going to move on. They count on the fact that they're going to get tired of hearing the truth, and they're just going to want to hear whatever makes them feel good. They want feel-good stories. People love that stuff.
Yeah.
When you get a news report that says we're third highest city for violence,
yeah,
that's not warm and fuzzy. That's cold steel. No.
And I'm just waiting for that moment when John Valdivia comes across your your card, your speaker card, and just like literally crushes it in his hand and tosses it across the room. Because he does not want the truth. And girl, you are giving them the truth. And they need it. They need to know. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's not enough people that are like standing up and caring and understanding what's happening and taking place. And there aren't enough people of quality who want to run and be a part of fixing the system. And, you know, we have people who want to run for office who are themselves like really challenged. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
You know what, the system has to figure out that they're sick and tired, and they are still, that's when they'll stop.
Yeah.
So, but at least we got kind of caught up.
Yes, we did get caught up a little bit. Our next one, I definitely want to bring up some of the things that have been happening and some of the things that we, you know, we're fortune tellers. Like, we're like totally San Bernardino, real talk, clairvoyant, like Latinas here, because every time we talk about something, then boom, it happens.
You know,
because we can see that in Spanish, there's this saying, mm-hmm. and I don't know if you speak or understand Spanish, but maybe some will. But in Spanish, there's this saying that cuando tú vas, yo ya vengo. And that is translated loosely into whatever you're going to do, I already did it. I already know what you're going to do next. You know, it's like loosely translated, but that's pretty much it. Like, you don't even have to like, I already know what you're going to do. And that's kind of how we've been, just like calling this out and just, you know, making sure that people know here's the consequences of what is happening.
I like analogies. So I have friends that are huge sports fans. They know the game inside and out. They yell at the refs when the ref misses the calls. This is our football game. You know, this is the stuff that we know. And that's why we stand up and we throw the popcorn and we jump up and down, because we know the rules. We see the misplays and we see that our team is losing.
And actually, since we're going to use that analogy, which I love football, I would say we're more like the refs throwing the fucking flags. No. Hey, you know, false start, roughing the passer, pass interference, you know. So I think that is kind of like what we're trying to do. We're throwing the flag out there and saying, hey, wait a minute. What you just saw on the field, didn't just go through. So that's right. A good analogy. I like that. Well, on our next talk, let's definitely catch up on some of the council meetings that I know that you've been going to. And we have to, you know, let people know what we're thinking is going to happen next, because there's a lot going on by the end of the year.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Good night, San Bernardino, and keep it real.
All right. Night, San Bernardino.